With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. And once again, we have St. John's Prep lacrosse coach John Pinchon on the line. And, Coach, congratulations on another win the other day. Semifinals now, and wow, this is where it really gets critical. Not that any game is easy, but this is where everybody wants to be at this point.
Yeah, I think, you know, we talked about with the guys about how it's the, you know, Final Four, and this is what we worked all season for. So we're just really excited about this opportunity to compete against Hingham and have another day of practice today. So we're looking forward to it.
All right, in beating North Andover the other day, you were able to get a lot of kids into the game and get a lot of scoring distribution. So maybe you could give me a little recap on some of the players who have contributed, you know, by coming into the game at a certain point. But I also have to ask you about Jimmy Ayers. I cannot let a game go by with asking you about him. But tell me a little bit about some of the other kids who contributed against North Andover.
Yeah, I think we had a really good balanced effort from our offensive guys. You know, I think we had 11, maybe 10 guys score. Ben Morena and Drew Bossy played well in the second half. Will Sawyer had a really nice goal for us. And then defensively, Deuce Morton, Jake Gerton, Adam Callum, those guys all came in and played really well. So Owen Williamson in the fourth period making a nice clear. Those guys worked so hard all year, and you know they might get limited time in a game like that, but seeing them get in and execute is it actually really builds our momentum, and it really keeps everything positive in a game that is, I would say, decided. You could certainly go out there, and if you don't play well in the second half, it kind of leaves a sour taste in everyone's mouth, kind of walk off the field, you know, frustrated and thinking about stuff that you didn't execute on. And I've been there before. These guys were awesome. They got out there and they performed, and that fires everybody up, and it sets the tone for our next practice and keeps things moving forward. So,
you know,
it's a weird – certainly a weird situation, but it can go south and it can have a negative impact, but our guys have been outstanding about making sure that they execute and they perform at the level that everyone is expected to. So just a good positive win.
That speaks to two things, Coach. It speaks to coaching. It also speaks to team chemistry, because your seniors, man, you know, they remember when they were freshmen, and they want the time. They want the playing time. They know this is the end. They want to be out there, man, probably every single play. But on the other hand, when the other kids get in there and your leaders, your seniors, the old-timers root them on, it seems to be it's sincere, and it's quite a feeling that I don't even know how to describe it except under the concept of team.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time talking about team and team first, and I think when you emphasize it from day one and you make it part of what you do, it's easier to pull on those things when needed later on in the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's so important in June, but it can't just happen in June.
Mm-hmm. All right, of course.
That makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, I think from a coaching standpoint, it's probably the thing that I like most about this group is how together all 53 of the guys are in everything that we're doing. And that just really, it makes it special.
And when I see a kid like Jimmy Ayers, I mean, I go back to the old time Celtics who never got the great stats. All they got was championships. And someone like, you know, Jimmy Ayers, has got fantastic stats, but he's also a team first guy, as you pointed out. And, you know, for kids, whatever sport you're playing, to sit down and say, okay, I could have had 10 more goals or I could have had 5 more home runs. And they don't even think about that. They just think about, okay, we're this close to a state championship.
Yeah, and that's, I think people often ask questions about that, and I often come back to the fact that it's not only about our younger guys and our backup guys buying in and supporting where their role is. It also has a lot to do with those starters and those guys who could be the main man in a lot of different programs, in a lot of different areas.
Yep.
You know, I think about, we have eight first-line midfielders, and in order for that to happen, you need each one of those guys to sacrifice their own, a little bit of themselves in order to make the team better, because the trade-off is when you have a team that's really balanced and a team that's really deep, you get advantages in playoff games. You get advantages late in the season when you got to play, you know, four games in 8 days, like tomorrow will be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, selfishly from a coaching standpoint, it makes us really hard to game plan for. If you have one or two kids who are the best kid on the team who get the ball 80% of the time, the game plan is really simple. Stop those kids. You know, maybe it's two or three of them, but stop those kids and you win. I think when teams look at us play, it can become more challenging to game plan because there are so many guys who can do it. So it's a give and take, and I'm really proud of how our guys, like Jimmy, have embraced it. Jimmy's embraced it for 3 years. He's been a part of a whole, and he probably is giving up a little bit of what he could do individually for the betterment of the team.
Well, I know how difficult it is sometimes, John, to talk about individuals because you have, you know, as you said, a whole number of kids under your tutelage, and you all want them to, you want them all to succeed. So it's tough doing that. But pointing out the team concept for me to other people who listen to this, especially kids, I just think it's so important because some of that is lost sometimes when you watch these ESPN highlights or things like that. It's all about me, me, me. And I think the greatest satisfaction in sports, of course, is to win. But then to win everything is even better than that. So, I congratulate you and all the coaches who are able to do that with their teams and get that point across. Let's focus on Hingham. What's up now? What's next?
Well, we played them 2 weeks ago in a really, really close game. And, you know, they're excellent fundamentals, excellent coaching. They've been doing, Coach Todd has been winning this way, right, the team way, for years. So they're going to be disciplined, they're going to be fundamental, and they play really hard. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where you look at a Final Four matchup and you say, look, We need to go out. We need to play our game. We need to be ready for what we think they are going to do. And in the end, the team that plays fundamentally sound, limits their mistakes, and honestly plays a little bit more relaxed, I think, in these environments, is going to be the team that comes out on top. So that's what we're hopefully preparing to do. And, you know, 4:30 tomorrow, we'll find out if we've done enough.
That's interesting, and I would guess this is the first away game, right? Where is this thing?
We're playing at Weston, so it's about, like, I don't think you could draw a more neutral site in terms of travel and distance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I told the kids yesterday, I think it's literally an hour from our campus and an hour from their campus. So, you get to these games, and one of the things that we try and focus on throughout the year is, we have a home field advantage, but we don't want to do things differently because we're playing at home. So the warm-up stays the same. The routine stays the same. You know, as big of a game as it is, we want to try and make everything feel the same in terms of how we prepare and how we warm up. And that hopefully mitigates some of that, you know, neutral site, travel, distractions, uncertainties. We've played some really big games on the road this year against really good teams, and so hopefully the guys can pull, you know, look back and think about those experiences and gain confidence from that. And, you know, we're wearing white, so we're looking forward to it.
Okay. one final question, John. I hear so much about practice, what practice means. Coaches time and time again say, you know, we have to practice well or whatever. Is there something that you look forward to, and I don't need specifics, but in terms in terms of a practice where your team has done so well this year, is there a certain consistency, a certain attitude or so on that goes on in practice that you say, okay, I as a coach have done everything I can do?
Yeah, I think if you've done, I mean, one of the things I would say from like a 30,000 foot view looking down on it, I think if you've done things the right way and slowly scaffolded and built things in throughout the year, you can get to this environment and not feel like you have to teach something new.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we aren't doing anything new. And that's, you know, you want to be doing things you've practiced. I think we prepared for as many possible scenarios that we can think of and given the guys an opportunity to at least think through them, if not play through them in practice. And finally, there's like an intensity that you want to see guys practice with on a daily basis that never will rival game intensity, but at least come close to it. And I think we've done a really good job of that. So, today's, you know, going to be a light one in terms of what we do physically, but a massive task mentally. And it's just making sure everyone's locked in and knowing what we're supposed to do and doing it with a little bit of extra energy maybe, which is fine. It's end of the year here, so I'm heading there right now. I'm excited.
All right, Coach. It is an exciting time. John, thank you so much. Good luck, and hope to talk to you again very soon.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That is John Pinchon, who is the St. John's Prep Lacrosse coach. And they've got the big one, the semifinal, on Tuesday, 4:30 at Weston High School versus number 5 Hingham, with a record of 20-2. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.